views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky. And we have our good friend Guy Lazarus, who is a Reiki master and a healer and a hell of a nice fellow. I don't want to say a hell of a nice guy because we're guying him too much.
Well, folks, let me tell you, he is a hell of a nice guy. And he's very talented, too. Once you have a session with Guy, you will feel the difference. Believe me. His energy is extremely powerful and extremely strong. So, you know, if you people out there, anybody suffering from the ailments or chronic pain, emotionally or physically, call Guy.
Or spiritually,
that's right. Please call him because he can really take that away and you could be able to start functioning again as God intended. You know, God puts on this earth many people that can help you get through life. And one of those wonderful people is Guy. And he's a blessing. He's been a blessing for all of us. So take advantage of that, folks, because he's really good. He could get you back on your... What?
So, Sky, as far as anybody wanting a personal reading from you, give them your phone number.
All right, if you want a personal reading from me, my number is 908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And you could go to ArtieHoffman.com and check me out. I got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And you could check out the face behind the voice. That's Artie, A-R-T-I-E, Hoffman, and 2 S-1-N. And so that's that. And so, you know, for this segment, the topic is, you know, not all healthy relationships are the same. And it's true because everybody's relationship holds different boundaries. And what works for one relationship doesn't necessarily work for other relationships. I mean, the perfect example is, Sky, you live your life extremely unconditionally, like nothing I've ever seen before. It's like your relationship, your circumstances with your home life, family life, is like no boundaries. It's like there are just no boundaries whatsoever. And yeah. I've never been in a household where everybody speaks their mind and there is no filter. And that is so normal. And I actually find it very entertaining.
You know what? I always told my children, to be honest and to be yourself, you have to say what's on your mind. And in order to live a clean life and a mentally clean life, it's always better to tell what exactly you're feeling to the person who you're feeling it to. Now, that doesn't mean that they have to be nasty or rude, but if something is bothering you, rather than hold it in and get sick, or rather than holding a grudge, I think it should come out. And, you know, that goes for, you know, kindnesses and nicenesses, too. If you're loving somebody and you're one of your siblings or your husband or your wife, it should come out. It shouldn't be stifled. And that's why there's really no filter system. I've always projected that for the kids. And I want them to do that because, you know, it doesn't hold back any frustrations. It doesn't let them get frustrated. If there's a mediator that needs to be present, then that could happen too. But most of the time, my kids are very straightforward and upfront, and I want all of them to be like that. They all have a different personality, yet they're all eager. No one's afraid to speak. No one is stifled by any, like, stigmas about speaking up their mind. And I have daughters. I have mostly daughters, and I wanted them to be strong women. And that's why I was always a big advocate of always speaking your mind. And like I said, not to the point of being rude or insolent or anything like that. It's just speaking your mind and speaking up as a person, a human being. And it's very important for women as well. Because don't forget, it's only been within, 150 years, maybe 100 years, where women even had the rights to vote. And women have had the rights to be in the marketplace and the business world and be treated fairly and equally and respected by male employees. Now, I have nothing against men, you know that. But what I'm saying is, you know, us women have taken a backseat for a very long time. And it's right now in this time period where women are blossoming. And it's very important for my children, and because they're all girls, to make sure that they do know how to speak their mind. But speak it in a way where they're not insulting or hurtful, but make sure your point gets across. And that's important for every woman to know, you know?
Well, put it this way, you know, what's interesting, you know, with my first relationship, you know, as far as marriage, because I'm giving Mickey Rooney and Elizabeth Taylor a run for their money, as far as marriages go. And with my first marriage, you know, we had an incredible trust with one another. When I tell you, we both could trust each other about everything and anything. It was something that I totally took for granted, and I admit it right now, because we knew each other since we were teenagers. So we knew each other through and through. The reason why I'm not with her, even though, you know, the trust was there and stuff, it's just that I'm a very outgoing person, and no matter how much time I gave her, it was never enough. It was never enough time. So, you know, and it became very draining on me, which made me fall out of love. And so, you know, I respect a lot of people with their space and you know, their timing, you know, because it's important. You have a relationship where you have a relationship with your partner, and then you have your friends, and then you have your work, and then you have your you time. And that's all very important to have. And to let you know, as far as the trust level goes, it's like I would easily be very, very comfortable telling my wife that I'm meeting my friends. Now, mind you, I was in my 20s. I said, oh, I'm going to be visiting my friend John and Ron at the Go-Go Bar. And, you know, there's a particular Go-Go Bar in Sayreville called Bourbon Street. And I would literally go there just because my friends were going there and I'd be going to have drinks. Not that I'm a gawker at other women, even at that age, and I'm married and stuff, you know, but there was an extreme comfort zone. It's like, yes, they were pretty women, so my friends and I would be talking to each other. We'd have a few drinks, we'd be talking to each other, and then we'd look to our right, you know, to look at the pretty girls, and then we'd get right back into our conversation. Whereas my second wife, because of her past experiences, which were really bad, connection with all of this, there was no way I could go into a go-go bar, and she felt comfortable with it. It was totally taboo.
Yeah.
So I made it my business to make the differences, but there was certain, you know, that we did have a lot of respect for each other, and there was trust up to a certain level, but the trust level wasn't as high as my first marriage. And, you know, when you have something that's so fantastic, where it's so second nature, it's like it's very easy to take it for granted, because you just assume, like, well, this is just the way it is. And it's not, because trust is built up over many months and many years, and it can be broken in a nano moment, you know, and then you can never regain that trust again.
That's so true. And it's, you know what's the worst thing? When you're living with someone and you believe and trust in that person, and all along you find out that that was just an act to get their way. That's really something that could really mess up your mind. You know what I mean?
Right. No. Yeah. Because they could be very manipulative. Guy, did you? What have you been your experiences?
Oh, where do we start?
There we go. All right, everyone, kick back, grab your popcorn, because Guy's about to speak. Only for a couple of minutes, so we go for a break. Then we're gonna have him talk again.
Well, I'll just leave it at this. They say the strongest people have endured the most pain, and it's true. But
yes.
You know, you learn to take all your pain from your past, whatever it might be. You know, I used to let it bother me, but that's only your ego talking. But if you look at it now and say, okay, that was really messed up what happened. What did it teach me? Forget how angry it made you, because it's only going to make you angry in the present moment. Ask yourself, what did it teach me? And be grateful for that lesson.
Yes, sir.
You know, and just treat the whole experience differently.
Just be grateful
for the lesson. Instead of letting you can't let yesterday affect today. You know, it may sound cold to certain people, but over time, everyone needs to heal. And eventually, just look at the lesson.
Yeah, and time does heal wounds. And a lot of people have a hard time believing in that, but it really does. Does it necessarily heal the wound complete? No. Does it make it much better? It really does. There are improvements over time with healing. And again, what works in one relationship doesn't necessarily work the same in another, because, again, it's all about respect with one another. And it's very important that the two of you have that open line of communication that you express, because in another relationship that I was in, whereas she could say whatever she wants, and it's totally normal and healthy, and when I wanted to speak my mind, it wasn't cool. I was being a jerk when I was expressing what I wanted to say. And it was very, very frustrating, because I always gave her the opportunity to let her speak her mind so that I would know how she feels. And when I spoke about my feelings, you know, people have a hard time with that when I want to express my feelings. And because it seems like I have the upper hand or the power or the, you know, I hold the stronger, you know, presence in the relationship, if you will, I still have feelings, you know, and I still want to be respected and I still want to be understood. And, you know, not everyone could fully grasp that. And it's very, very frustrating. But with that, we're going to be taking a little break. And Sky and Guy and myself.
After our break, Artie, we have a caller for Alice.
Okay, great.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Everybody, to the second half of our show with Guy Lazarus, Artie Hoffman, and Sky Siegel. It's so nice to be back. So we were discussing, Artie, we were discussing, you know, do our passions and how, and my family without a filter system. But do you think that's a good thing or do you think that's a bad thing? I'd like to see.
When it's around your own family, it's a good thing because that's your style. When you are out in public, it wouldn't be a good thing only because of certain social etiquettes. Like the old adage goes, there's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
So, you know, it's almost like being frisky with one another. You know, you have a relationships where there are certain relationships where people don't want to be touched. They just don't physically like to be touched. They feel very uncomfortable. Whereas other people are very affectionate. I'm very big on public affection. And it just comes to me naturally. It's not that somebody could look at me and say, hey, get a room. It's not like, I have coot, you know. And there's a certain amount where some people will go all out and be an exhibitionist. But then you have other people who are very mild and they barely hold hands at that. And, and then there's good couples where, you know, they're very conversational. And, but it's different for everybody.
You're right. And I think that my children are educated enough to know where there is a time and place. I mean, I've never seen them in public make a display or bring out their inner emotions when it wasn't the proper timing. But as far as in the house goes, I mean, in front of you, Artie, you're part of the family. You know that. So,
right.
Adopted. Whether you like it or not.
No, that doesn't. No, but I'm just saying, like, but everybody has different values of social etiquette. I mean, the social etiquette in New York is much different than in Iowa or
Absolutely.
In California or Hawaii. You know, everybody has different social etiquettes. So what works for you in one relationship doesn't necessarily work the same in other relationships. What's your common sense in a healthy relationship isn't the common sense to somebody else. Somebody else could be in protective mode based on past relationship issues, and so therefore they're much more conservative.
Yes.
Whereas,
yes.
You know, when you're not used to being with someone like that and you're used to being much more open and affectionate or whatever, whereas the other one's more subdued, and it could also be from their upbringing too, where if they didn't have that much affection, or someone's more verbal, but they show it through their actions or vice versa. You know, so everyone is... It's different. It's like there's no such thing as the same or, you know, like I said, there's what common sense is to one isn't necessarily common sense to another. Only yes. If you're within the same social grounds.
True.
You know, like it's perfectly normal for in Iowa or Utah, wherever, to have multiple wives or multiple partners.
That's Utah.
Totally acceptable. Totally acceptable. Because everybody knows about it. There's an honesty involved. But then when people do it on the East Coast, when they have multiples, it's because it's a secret.
Yes, that's so true. Like the people in Minnesota, I love the people from Minnesota. First of all, I love the way...
Why Minnesota of all people? Because they have the mall?
No. I love the way they speak. They speak so... They have such a cute little accent. And they're so reserved. I feel like they're very reserved people. They're very kind-hearted. I have never met anybody from Minnesota, Minneapolis, all those like Midwestern states.
Yeah, Wisconsin, Illinois.
Yeah. I've never met anybody who was mean and rude. Everybody's pleasant. Everybody tips their hat to you. Everybody says, have a good day. Everybody is always friendly. It's not like when you're walking through Manhattan and people are pushing you from left to right to get to where they have to go. You know what I mean? And I've always had a very deep sense of respect for those people because they're very kind people. Very kind.
Guy, what's your experience as far as maybe, you know, one relationship, not necessarily yours personally, but, you know, of friends or family, how they relate to one another and what's the norm?
Well, I think the norm is a person's choice, really. Everyone's different, like you were saying before. Some people don't like to be touched. Some people don't like not to be touched. It depends on your personal preference. Some people will hold hands and will kiss in public, and some people won't.
Yeah, and then there are women. Then there are women who will whip out their breasts to feed their 2-year-old.
Right.
I can't try to eat it on it.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing, but you know, it should be done with a little bit of discretion. A blanket,
right,
maybe, would be nice.
Yeah, no. Usually, no. I've seen women do it in public, whereas every woman that I personally have seen who has had the guts to be able to do that in public have always had a blanket over their breast or, you know, for their kids to feed or whatever. So,
that's beautiful. I really think that's a beautiful gesture. It's a natural gesture. It's something that is so natural. It should be, it's part of life, you know? And when I see that, I as a woman, it touches me because I know how beautiful that really is for the sacrifice of the mother. See, a lot of people don't know who haven't breastfed that women that do breastfeed, they do sacrifice quite a bit. They have to take care of their bodies very, very cautiously, drink plenty of fluids, make sure that they're not consuming alcohol to degrees of ridiculousness. A wine would be fine, you know, in the evening, but that's about it. And, you know, the commitment of making sure that your child is ready to be fed at any point of the day, time, day or night. Also, the factor of knowing that you have to be close to home nowadays they have the machines that you can express milk and then feed the baby by bottle. But in the older days when I had my kids, they didn't have all that. They had like a manual pump that took you 4 hours to express. But, you know, it's a commitment for a woman, and it's a beautiful commitment because that shows how much she loves her child, you know?
And well, as far as the first couple of years of a child, you know, breastfeeding and stuff like that, which is cool, and then once the boy is finished breastfeeding from the mother, he spends the rest of his life trying to breastfeed off of other women. And
so
that's
true.
A commitment, too.
That is so true. No truer words were ever uttered. Get the point?
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I and Guy, we're all going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives asks themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
there, Sky?
I'm here. I was just waiting for you, sweetheart.
Okay, you got it, baby. All right, everybody. We were discussing about guys' love life. And how it's different from all other love lives.
In the world.
Father, why is this guy different than all others? But as far as your previous relationships, like what was etiquette in your previous relationships, what you've experienced that was cool, what it wasn't the same as this, you know, or as any other, like what, like the difference in your relationships with other women or monkeys?
Well, I think over time you really learn what's compatible for you or what type of person's compatible for you and what is not. You know, like people have bad things happen to them from past relationships and they're not with that person anymore. And, you know, they'll say in conversation, I'll never forget what they did to me. And yes, that's right. Don't ever forget what they did to you because that's the lesson. Don't be angry. Take what you learn and move on. Now you know that's what you don't want.
Right.
Exactly.
So, and like I said, you know, like when you first start off in a relationship, you know, you figure things out as you go along. And you pick up signals from your partners as far as, you know, if your partner isn't being truthful or if they're not being honest or, you know, a lot of times people also let go of their partners when they realize that they let go of the best thing in their life, not realizing how good they had it because they're now testing the waters out elsewhere. Okay. Usually when somebody says to somebody, I think we should start seeing other people, usually the person who says that already started seeing someone else. It's not like, all right, let's just start seeing somebody. Let's just all start with a clean slate. No, the other person already started seeing someone else when they say those words.
Exactly.
And they're not being honest.
True.
You know, and
that's an important factor, too, to try and figure out if they're – an important factor is to try to figure out if they're honest or not. There's some very good liars out there, you know, and it's very
– But you don't know whether they're lying or not sometimes until you figure it out after two and two equals up. You know, everybody is different. And then the thing is that – Your one partner in a previous relationship could be doing this, that, and the other thing. And then your other partner, your new partner, could be doing a couple of those things, but their intentions are totally different.
True.
It's like it's not the same playing field. Like, say, if they were late or, you know, or how they joke around. It's like, you know, some people do it with a subliminal dig to their partner. And then other people are doing it literally just to joke around. It's like meant nothing by it. But then there are certain buttons that you push on certain people due to their past experiences or what really upsets them. And it's like, really? That really upsets you? And it's like, yeah, you know, it could be anything. You know, whereas with guys, you know, with fellas, we take it very lightly. We get in arguments. We might curse each other. Have our disagreements or arguments or screw you here and there. And then all of a sudden, it's like an hour or two later, it's like no big deal. They go right back to everything normal. Whereas with a girl relationship, that crap's going to carry.
Well, it depends on the girl, too. See, in my relationships, I always, like, for the moment, you blow off steam, and then 2 minutes later, it's all over. You know what I mean?
No, not with most women. Sorry, not with most women. That is definitely not like that. They carry grudges. You're like a guy trapped in a female body. That's not normal.
I know. That's amazing. A lot of people have told me that. I think it's called chutzpah.
Yeah, but, there is a funny saying where I read something. I don't know if I sent this to you, Sky, but you know, they said that if more women were running the countries and we had our disputes, there wouldn't be so many wars. It's just that the countries wouldn't be speaking to one another.
That's so true. Oh, my gosh. You know, I take and take and take, but I have a breaking point. But my breaking point is pretty wide and pretty long. But you could rest assured when I'm at that point and I've reached that breaking point, there's no going back for me. It's done. And it's not without, you know, telling my partner or my friend that, you know, this is pushing my buttons. I really don't like it. Please stop. And, you know, once I get to that point, it's over. So, you know, I've given plenty of warning, fair warning, before it happens. And then we it's forever.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who don't speak up, that they think that their partner should know what they're thinking. But a lot of times your friend or your partner doesn't know what you're thinking or what's bothering you unless you speak up. And they say, well, they should know. And it's like, no, you know, because people are caught up in their own world, in their own drama, in their own reality, and their reality isn't necessarily your reality. And so, that's like, true. People, you know, there's a lot of miscommunication. So when I've heard people say, well, I'm like a rubber band. I stretch and stretch and stretch, and then all of a sudden I snap. But a lot of times when people stretch and stretch and stretch, they don't speak their mind. They just take it, they take it, they take it, and then all of a sudden they go postal on people.
This is true.
And when I say go postal, you know, like postal workers with shooting up people.
Right, right, right. I get that. That's true. In my case, however,
But hold it. Hold it, Sky. In your case, it's going to have to wait because we have to go to a commercial break, believe it or not.
Let's go.
That was really quick. So, all right, everyone, stick around because Sky, Guy, and myself, we're all going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WPLQ.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz. They had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Don't get to hear them play a tango. And in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the congo. So keep a rockin' that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it. It's got a black beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it.
Beautiful song. I really enjoyed that, you know? So we're talking about relationships, and we're talking about how one relationship can affect another and from previous lives as well. So, you know, it's critical to pay attention, as Artie said, to the signals that you get from your partners. And I believe that is very true. But when you come out of a relationship that hasn't been exactly what you'd hoped for and you've been hurt through it, you do have a sense of a wall going up in certain areas, and that is for most people. Because like Guy said, you know, you've learned lessons from that past experience. Now, the thing is to have a happy medium where you can learn your experience and not let it affect your next relationship. And that's kind of rough, you know?
Well, as far as the relationship goes, in previous relationships, like I said, what I preach to a lot of people is that you can't carry the baggage from your previous relationship and then bring it into this new relationship.
That's
because
right.
Then you're tainting the new relationship automatically. Each person deserves their own merit.
Yes.
And, but it's, you know, logically it's understood, but emotionally sometimes it's hard when you've been conditioned for many, many years of thinking a certain way or always being on guard or always walking on eggshells, and then finally you're with somebody who's, like, very laid back. And it's like they have all their guards up and their guns up, and it's like, well, it's not necessary in this relationship. Whereas you have other people who go from one heated pot to another heated pot to another heated pot, and they keep on repeating the same crappy type of relationships. And they're always in the turmoil, and it's just with different personalities, but the same crap, dealing with controlling issues, dealing with trust issues, you know, and or communication issues.
Yes.
And it's like, if you don't want this, then don't accept it. But, you know, a lot of people are afraid to be alone, and so they, or it's for security reasons, whether it be emotional or financial, So they choose to allow themselves to be with somebody who's not right for them. And it's very toxic, and it's not healthy, and it's not right.
This is very true. So what is some good advice that you can give our listeners to draw the line and to be aware but not to carry it through? Do you know what I mean? Like not to carry one bad experience to another, but still be aware of what can happen.
Well, what I think is that when somebody has a habit of repeating one experience after another, my first suggestion is to go see a counselor so that you, because it, a lot of times it takes a third party to be able to objectively, unconditionally look at your situation and to hear you speak about how you feel about this, that, or the other thing, and to bring somebody else in where they could see what you're not seeing. And because, you know, a lot of times people are very defensive. So their parents will say, well, what are you going with that guy for? Or their sister will say, why are you going with that girl for? Or what are you going with that person for? Or, you know, and it's like, and their defensive walls are up because they don't want to listen to the family members. They want to do what they want to do. So it would be healthy for someone to go see a counselor so that they can make healthy decisions on their own as far as what works and what doesn't work. And are you repeating the same past pattern? And are the cons, are the pros worth the cons? Because not everyone is perfect. I'm close, but I'm not perfect.
Oh, don't be modest.
All right, so I am. I hate to toot my own horn. No, I don't. That's a lie, too.
Have you been tooting that horn again? You're so funny.
No, but overall, I really do. I think it's a very good idea to speak to a counselor so that you can help clear your head and get a good, healthy perspective from someone else in a professional manner or to even, you know, reevaluate yourself and your choices. And why do you keep on repeating the same past pattern habits? God, you have something?
Well, I'll use a metaphor because I like those. What you said is very true. I think you should start every new relationship with a clean slate. And, you know, say this to yourself. Okay, I went to a restaurant and the food really wasn't that good. It doesn't mean the next restaurant you go to. Are you going to not go to the next restaurant because the food wasn't good at the first one? You just don't know until you get there. But you have to go in with... Oh, you know,
open mind.
Open mind, exactly.
And a good attitude.
Don't judge the next person for what the other person did.
And a lot of people do that.
Yes. That is so true. And a lot
some
of people
look to punish the next person for what the previous person did.
And that happened to me in my second marriage. That's what happened. My second wife always used to try to punish me and, like, just hold back or withdraw based on her previous relationship. And I said, I know for a fact that you're not acting like this because of what I did to you. I said, you keep on acting like this based on your previous relationship. And it took quite a few years, I'll say, not just months, but years until she finally improved, you know. But,
yeah.
You know, it's my love for her just allowed myself to tolerate it. And unfortunately, we got to end our show now.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it goes by really quick.
Wow, it certainly did. I want to thank you guys for joining us today. You were very informative and had a lot of good things to say. Thank you. And don't forget, folks, he's an amazing Reiki master. So before we go, just, Guy, give your email address again.
Well, it was my pleasure being on. Thank you. And I could be reached at ReikiEnergyHealer1111@gmail.com. And I look forward to helping you.
All right, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity, and never give up your faith. Always draw God and the angels into your life. Ask them for favors. Ask them to help you because they are very much a part of your life. They're not separate. They're only separate if you think they are. Actually, no. Even if you think they are, they're still there.
That's right.
Just draw them into your life. And, Sky, it was a lot of fun sharing time with you today.
And you too, sweetheart. God bless you both and everybody out there. Thank you for joining us today. We had a great time, and we look forward to next week.
been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.